Democrats, mainstream media, Silicon Valley try to suppress Biden Burisma story. By Christina Wong on October 14, 2020. The Biden campaign lashed out at the New York Post after it reported Wednesday on emails showing that Hunter Biden arranged a meeting between an advisor to the Ukrainian company he worked for and then Vice President Joe Biden. Despite the elder Biden's repeated denials he ever discussed business dealings with his son. One email dated April 17, 2015, said, according to the Post, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure." Andrew Bates, a spokesman for the Biden campaign, said in a statement to Politico. Investigations by the press, during impeachment, and even by two Republican-led Senate committees whose work was decried as not legitimate and political by a GOP colleague have all reached the same conclusion. That Joe Biden carried out official U.S. policy toward Ukraine and engaged in no wrongdoing. Trump administration officials have attested to these facts under oath. The New York Post never asked the Biden campaign about the critical elements of this story. They certainly never raised that Rudy Giuliani, whose discredited conspiracy theories and alliance with figures connected to Russian intelligence have been widely reported, claimed to have such materials. Moreover, we have reviewed Joe Biden's official schedules from the time in no meeting, as alleged by the New York Post, ever took place. The Biden campaign statement is not a clear denial that the meeting ever happened, just that there was no meeting according to Biden's official schedules. The New York Post reported, Hunter Biden introduced his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at a Ukrainian energy firm less than a year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company, according to emails obtained by the Post. The never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that Vadim Pasherskyy, an advisor to the board of Burisma, allegedly sent Hunter Biden on April 17, 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the Burisma board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure, the email reads. An earlier email from May 2014 also shows Pasherskyy, reportedly Burisma's number three exec, asking Hunter for advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. The blockbuster correspondence, which flies in the face of Joe Biden's claim that he has never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, is contained in a massive trove of data recovered from a laptop computer. Meanwhile, those on the left discuss trying to suppress the story by not linking to it or sharing it. Daniel Goldman, a lawyer who led the impeachment inquiry for the House Democrats, urged journalists that before they go peddling the story, they look into how the emails were obtained, suggesting that Russian agents gave it to Rudy Giuliani. A former Democrat congressional staffer who now works for Facebook tweeted that Facebook was reducing the story's distribution. Some members of the media also tweeted about not wanting to share or amplify the Post's report. The attempts to suppress the story's distribution did not stop New York Post from trending on Twitter. In addition, MAGA Haberman and Maggie also trended on Twitter, after New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman tweeted out the story, angering many on the left. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.